Well, hi everyone, it's Mac, and this is going to be a difficult boo to do, because I'm actually walking back through the park in the pouring rain, so excuse me for a second while I hopefully pop my iPhone back into the holder and protect it with my jacket as I drop my glove into a great big stinking cold wet puddle. Now my hands are going to be, because I do have white finger, I've got to keep them covered up if they were at all cold. Slight diversion and digression. And now I'm going to pray that because my phone's hidden away, it doesn't go into pause mode and I blather away here to you all and it doesn't record it. Okay, technology, wet puddles and soaking wet gloves apart. I think I'm just going to do a kind of joint boo on this one because it really is bloody miserable. That was me laughing. I'm going to try to cheer myself up. I've been stuck indoors all day. Anyway. So, listening to Boo's on the way up, I'll try and do a response to some of them if I can think clearly. First one to Pogram Chris. Chris had a chip pan fire. Well, it wasn't a fire, but he almost had a chip pan fire. And it is a frightening experience. And in fact, I had this mental picture of Chris having to do his laundry and then take another bath. Your house is going to stink. You're going to need gallons of Febreze, Chris. And you spoke about lessons about leaving batteries in smoke alarms. And yet you left the chip pan on the gas. That's another lesson. Okay, yeah, on that matter, being in the electrical trade and having done some of that work, and still do when I get the odd call for fire or smoke alarm installations, you would be surprised at the percentage of people who take the batteries out of their smoke alarms. Or maybe you wouldn't. When the battery goes low, if it's a battery, an operated alarm that is, when the battery goes low, will beep occasionally. And that becomes so annoying that the people take the battery out. Now, what they don't realise is that the battery is still providing, will still provide power for the alarm should there be smoke. But as soon as they take it out, because it's beeping very occasionally, a single beep possibly, they have just totally immobilised their protection. And I come across it so often. I've been in people's houses working on various things and I have seen the battery compartment line open or the smoke alarm hinge lying down, no battery in it. And I've said to the people and they just say, well, it's a bloody nuisance. No, it's not. It's a lifesaver. And I'm sure Rich, Fireman Rich, will back me up on this one completely. You are the nuisance. The person that takes that battery out is a nuisance. Now, if you live on your own and you want to suffocate or you want to die from flame, fine. But I hope your house is detached and away in the wilds so you don't put others at risk. If you have another family member or partner or wife or husband or whatever, let alone family, and you take that battery out, you are really in danger of being charged with criminal negligence and intent by taking that battery out. Just think about your family. Now that's a rant, I know that's a rant, but it's something that bugs me. Like a lot of other things, we all have all things that really get to you, and that is one. And it really gets to me when I hear about people taking the batteries out, their alarms, because it was a nuisance. Dear God, education, even the fire chiefs can't educate these people. And these people may well be educated people. There is no zones here. The less educated, the impoverished, the blah blah blah. I've seen it in people who both have careers, both intelligent people, got kids, got pets, and the battery's out, the smoke alarms, because it annoyed them when it beeped. Well, anyway, we ran over on that one. Ah, Sarah, good to hear you being cheery, Sarah, and I'm glad you got it sorted out. Yes, I've not got any experience of that, but I have family who've got experience of what happens in offices, and the ones that work the hardest get the most work. It gets pulled upon them, and it comes to breaking point, and you drew up the breaking point, and you got it sorted, and good on you for that. Absolutely. Offices are criminal when it comes to loading up people, especially, as I said, the people, the genuine hard workers. They seem to just get it piled on, and the shirkers get less and less to do. And that's not just in offices, but it's particular in offices. So it's good to hear a nice cheery boo for you, and enjoy your strawberry mousse and your TV programmes and your audio booths, and look after that 3G. I know what it's like. I've just got a word there at my new balls, and I haven't dared to look on the internet yet to see what it's going to be. But, okay, what next? Ah, let me think. I can't pause it. I don't think I can pause it from the earbuds. I don't want to pause it from the earbuds, in case it doesn't restart again. Yeah, Paul O'Mahony was out and about. His day, a day in the life of Paul. I mean, he goes on about what's happening in his day. It was fantastic, and I'd be very, very curious to hear what the outcome of this secret Paul's not going to tell us. I'm sure he will tell us eventually, but this is obviously something he's keeping a little bit close to his chest this time. It sounds like something that might be entirely fruitful for him, and I really hope it comes across for him. And then he'll tell us all about it. And he says that Grace has been getting less difficult since her birth. Yes, she can be troublesome, can't she? But then, that's kids nowadays, isn't it? But, listen, it was really great to hear the other day there. The second boo with our little, was it our little niece? When she was opening presents for the niece and speaking for the child. That was lovely, considering that the boo before that, she was being quite obstreperous and nasty. And then when she got her gift from Vali, oh, that was gorgeous. Just to hear Grace in a totally, totally sweet manner. That was excellent. So, back on my day, if you're really interested, Paul, I have spent the whole morning indoors because of the rain. Not just because of that, but because my niece, that's on my wife's side, the one she visits on a Thursday, so she was up this morning, but last week our niece said that she had a whole roomful of toys that had never been used for her kid. And could she take them away and do the car boot stuff and share the funds? And so we agreed, okay, that's fine. We've done it before for others. So my wife said, yes, no problem, take them down. So I went up yesterday evening about 5 o'clock, and I have a Volvo Estate with the seats folded down and a top box, and I had only enough room to squeeze in behind the steering wheel. And you wouldn't believe this stuff. Hundreds of pounds worth of stuff that was brought down, and a heck of a lot of it never used. The things that had been used, the batteries went down, so I spent the morning going through, sitting in the living room in the lounge with a screwdriver and packs of batteries, and I've just been up the street to get more batteries. So if they don't work, they get spinned. If they're working, we'll take it to the car boot. But the stuff's unreal. So I've spent the full day up to, what time is it now? 4:15, probably about 3/4 hour ago. And checking toys, reassembling, checking all the parts were in jigsaws. Fortunately, they were kids' jigsaws, not 1,000 pieces. There's a job. Just weigh them, that's the secret, you know, if you've got a digital scale. And so, Paul, that's what I've spent all day. The weather here is still, I'm approaching home, I'm about 300 metres from home. And it's been a terrible day, so enjoy your day. My day has been a stinker. I'm going to go back. I have to change my trousers because they're soaking through, and my socks will be soaking through as well. Then I've got good boots on. It's just been so heavy rain, and of course, when the cars go by, they ignore the fact there's pedestrians, and they shower you with a wave, a tsunami of cold water. So that's my day. anything else I can rabbit on about just now. Well, it's not rabbiting if you're talking about other people's booze. I apologise for that. But, Fraser, I'm trying desperately now to think. This is worse when the phone is tied in the holster below your waterproof jacket. There's an See, I'm trying desperately not to too much. I don't mean in the, you know, the body odour sense. I mean in the verbal sense. And who else? Oh yeah, cat. Sassy cat. Always good to listen to Sassy cat as well. And appreciate the comments she made on her views on her boo buddies. And she, when I listen to Kat and she does her morning booze, it's like, and I'm sure she'll appreciate what I'm about to say. It's like, you know, in I can't remember the film, it was a kid's film many, many years ago, when, probably when I was a kid, and there was the yawning song. Do you remember the yawning song? Well, that's what Kat does to me, because she talks and then she, excuse me. And she gets me going, because it's one of those psychosomatic things, isn't it? When people yawn, you haven't yawned all day. As soon as somebody else yawns, you're off. So she does that to me with her morning booze. But all good stuff, all good stuff. We're slipping, getting near home, we still need a cup of tea. We need a cup of unumming tea. So, what else? Well, there's so many things. Oh, yes, one final thing, I think. Although if I think of rest, I might continue in this single long length boo, multifilarious dolly mixture boo. Rob Acrobat came in on the topic of iTunes being an arse. Excuse my French. And it's good to hear, because I'll be honest with you, I half expected Simon. Now, I'm not getting a sound anyway because he knows his stuff. But I was half expecting Simon to come back and say, yeah, I don't know what the problem is. iTunes is brilliant. Because he seems to be a clever guy, worked with all the stuff he's worked with for years. And I was just expecting him to say, yeah, it's no problem. What problems do you have? And I just find it damn easy. And in the same respect, when Rob came on about it, I actually expected Rob to say something similar. And there you go, these two guys who are very knowledgeable in that kind of stuff both agree that iTunes is an arse and it needs ripped out. My wife's got a great saying. When she's run down, really feeling bad, she'll say, "I need rubbed out and drawn in again." That's a great expression, I think. I love it. And I think that's what you need to do with iTunes. Rub it out and draw it back in again, and draw it in right this time. So I have approached home. I'm standing below my beautiful weeping larch, which is, it's a gorgeous tree. I really should take a photo of this and put it in the picture for this boo. And it's like a big umbrella, a big green umbrella. It's a lovely tree at the front of the house. And the blackbird has built a nest up there. I'm looking up at her. She's looking back at me. That's why I'm whispering, by the way. I don't want to disturb her. Yes, it's me. Yes, I know. The iTunes. Yeah, definitely. Okay, now I'm stuck. Now I need a T and a P in that order. No, I need it in the reverse order. I need a P and a T. And dry clothes on. And a warm house. And my sandals on. And do what I'm going to do. Mess about. Because it's a messing about indoors day. So, all good stuff. Thank you very much, everyone. All of you who boo so amazingly regular at the moment. It is like a runaway train. I don't think it even went that fast in the February month. It just seems every time I listen to one, there's two get added. But it's great. It's great stuff. It's all content. It's all listening stuff. I hardly play music. I put my record player on this morning to listen to, yes, I did listen to Dire Straits. But then I put Meatloaf on. I have special edition LPs of Meatloaf, Bow Out of Hell, etc. etc. Love his stuff, actually. In fact, I'll probably do some music now. So I put that on, I listened to two tracks, and I put it off, and I said, no, I need to listen to booze. Well, that just shows you that audio booze take it over my life, you know. In a sense, in a nice sense. So, thank you very much, all you, my boo buddies, my boo friends, for chucking all this stuff up for us all to share and listen. And it's great stuff. I'm going to stop talking now because my wife probably saw me coming up the drive and wondered where the hell has that stupid bugger caught in the pouring rain. And I can't see him at the pond because I have the pond totally covered, because I'm not going to allow 20,000 million gallons of freezing cold rain affect the pH of my pond water, which I try to keep as stable as possible. And unfortunately, it just means the koi don't get to see much. But then on a day like this, they won't see much anyway. Okay, folks. Bye for now. Oh, I'm going to have to open this up. Slight diversion, because if I have spoken all this away across that park and up to here, and this phone has stopped recording, you will hear a very irate McCaughan, Mac, doing a special boo on flipping audio boo remote controls. No, it's still recording. Goodness grief, was that really nearly 14 minutes? I think I'm going to get my money's worth out of this and have another few seconds. No, I'm not. Bye for now.